We're happy to be joined by the head coach of men's hockey at the University of Maine, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. And, well, here we are, headed to the final weekend of the regular season. It's been a challenging season, obviously, but has it gone by quickly for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think when all is said and done, it'll feel like it went by quick. Obviously, there's times where it feels like it's been years during the year when you're going through your ups and downs. But when you're, when you look back and you go, wow, the regular season's almost over already. It does seem like yesterday that it started. So,
when you look back on the season to this point, what's the thing that most has pleased you? And I know there are a lot of things that haven't pleased you, but what's been the best thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there, when I look back, if there's a lot of things that like outside of wins and losses, which is ultimately what we're trying to do, But our guys, what we've gone through with players leaving, the laundry list of injuries. We have forwards playing D right now, and we've had the opposite side of that. I'm really impressed with how hard the guys have continued to work. Because I've been through seasons and another scenario similar to this where you get halfway through the year and the players can feel it, the coaches can feel it, and you're going, man, like, I don't really want this year to end because I really do enjoy being around these guys. They've continued to work incredibly hard all year under really hard circumstances at times. So I have a tremendous amount of respect for them. So I've told the boys that the last couple of weeks. What they're doing right now and the results aren't always there. Is if you look at our lineup and, the things that are changing night to night, and I respect what they're doing. I really do.
You were missing some real key players on Saturday, and yet the players you had in there, at least from what I could see from TV, were giving it just the whole nine yards. They were playing hard. You got decent goaltending from Matty Thiessen. Did Providence do something that, were they good at getting under certain players' skin? I mean, there were a lot of penalties in that. I know you would not have been pleased by that.
I don't know what, like, the last couple of weeks all of a sudden we went. I mean, I think we were at one point around Christmas maybe like the least penalized team in the nation.
Right.
And, then all of a sudden it's like slap shot out there. And, so I don't, some of it is, you put yourself in some situations and they're very, the hockey in general is very sensitive to any time somebody takes a head hit. So, we have to be smart about what we're doing. And some of the things that we've done have been very undisciplined. But there's been some other things that haven't been called and other issues that guys have been in. I mean, we had one the other night, Adrian Bisson takes a knee-on-knee hit. He's out. He's done for probably done for the year.
Oh.
And, Adam Daugh took a hit, was he concussed for, missed three games. Like, that's, so the consistency piece of it has been hard. It's a tough thing for our league because, every rink has different cameras and every referee sees it differently. But, we've definitely put ourselves in situations that have, that have hurt us. I mean, we took 2 5-minute majors in the first period on Friday night. You have no chance of winning a game when you do that. I give our guys credit for competing on Friday night. I know it might have looked a little lopsided at times when you look at the box score. We killed 12 minutes out of 20 on 12 out of the 20 minutes in the first period. Like, you can't play that way. And we got Eddie Lindelof playing D for us right now. He's a forward that, is a senior forward that's been a kid that's just worked to be on the team, and he's such a great kid. He's playing D, and he's doing it with a smile, and the guys love it. And Victor Osman is sick on Saturday. He wakes up and he had a stomach bug all night. He played great on Friday. He can't play. Matt Thiessen goes in, gives us a chance to win. It was unfortunate we couldn't come up with that win on Saturday, but I really do have a tremendous amount of respect and pride for how hard these guys are working right now under the circumstances.
I've been very impressed by the camaraderie among the players that I see on a regular basis from class. I mean, obviously, I'm not hanging around the rink, but and been even more impressed by the fact that when they're on the road, they must be really focused, because I'll get an email that says, I've got four of the five things I need to get done. Can I send you another one tomorrow morning because I have to go to practice? I'm thinking, sure. You know, that you can do that. Same thing I would tell a student who wasn't an athlete. Yeah, that's fine. But the resolve and the focus of the players that I've interacted with this year has it's just, I see it on the ice. I see it in class. So you've got some good culture guys.
We do, and I mean, and I, you know, we have a lot of seniors that are going into their last home weekend here this weekend, and I mean, I've been through this at many programs, and there's a lot of pain that first year when a new coach comes in at times, and it's hardest on the older guys, because they're the guys that have been in the program for we have guys that have been here for 4 years, doing things a certain way, and now a new coach comes in and wants to do certain things a different way. And that these guys have never complained. They've never, you know, they've had their ups and downs, and it's been hard on them because they're used to playing a certain way. They're used to certain standards that I might have different standards for. So, and they've just kept going, and they've kept the culture going, and they've helped the younger guys. So I think whenever this year is over, and hopefully that's not for many weeks, you know, like I, again, once we get in the playoffs, it's one game and we'll take our chances against anybody. And, but when all is said and done on this season, I think, I hope that especially the guys that are done that after this year, I think we'll have a lot of really fond memories, as crazy as that might sound in a year where we haven't won that many games. Like, some of these guys have come a really long way on the ice, and they've come a really long way as people. I know I have. They've taught me a lot of stuff.
Well, you form a bond when you go through something tough like this. And for those guys who are back next year, I think it just makes you stronger, and it makes you more united as a team.
No question. You learn way more in tough years than you do in the best of times. And, you know, I have personal experience in that. And, you know, a couple years down the road, you look back and you go, hey, remember that? Remember those guys that set that foundation for – you know, hopefully where we are now, you know, competing for hopefully championships, hockey, NCAA championships. And that's a credit to the guys that are still here and the guys that are still working. We have a lot of older guys. Sometimes that's a real struggle when a new coach comes in, when you're actually an older team. And it's actually been for us a positive, because these kids are such good kids.
Well, this weekend you've got a tough team coming in Boston University. They're playing some great hockey of late, but it's got to be terrific to be back at the Alphon for one last series.
Yeah, I mean, every time it's special for us to play at home, and especially for these, you know, seniors and fifth-year guys that'll be moving on. So it's, it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. You know, we have... I'm not sure we'll have enough players for a full lineup. And so the guys that are going, you know, they're going to have to play above any level they've ever played. And, you know, but they know that. And, you know, it was pretty inspiring, honestly, on Saturday at Providence. We were kind of in the same boat, suspensions and injuries, and we lose another defenseman in the first period. And, you know, we just couldn't hang on and get the job done. But they, I mean, what they did was really, really impressive. It really was. And we're going to need another effort like that and then some against BU, because they're, you know, maybe one of the best teams in the country right now.
Well, we wish you good luck this weekend, Coach. Appreciate you making time for us, as always. And we'll check in again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Ben Barr, head coach of the Black Bears on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.